Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Anne of Green Gables by L. M. Montgomery. Narrated by Barbara Caruso. This work was first published in 1908. This recording is copyrighted 1988 by Recorded Books. Lucy Maud Montgomery was born on Prince Edward Island in Canada in 1874. In an era when girls rarely received an advanced education, Lucy went to Prince of Wales College on the island, and later to the university in Halifax, Nova Scotia. There she stayed, writing for the local Halifax newspaper. But soon Prince Edward Island drew her back. She returned to teach there, living on a farm with her grandmother, surrounded by the farmers and the fisher folk of the island that were to come to life in her books, beginning with Anne of Green Gables in 1908. First published as a serial in a Sunday school paper, the book soon became loved all over the world, inspiring L. M. Montgomery to write 5 more novels about the endearing red-headed Anne, stories Mark Twain called the sweetest creation of child life yet written. And now, Anne of Green Gables.
Chapter 1. Mrs. Rachel Lynde is surprised. Mrs. Rachel Lynde lived just where the Avonlea main road dipped down into a little hollow, fringed with alders and ladies' eardrops, and traversed by a brook that had its source away back in the woods of the old Cuthbert place. It was reputed to be an intricate, headlong brook in its earlier course through those woods, with dark secrets of pool and cascade. But by the time it reached Lynde's Hollow, it was a quiet, well-conducted little stream, for not even a brook could run past Mrs. Rachel Lynde's door without due regard for decency and decorum. It probably was conscious that Mrs. Rachel was sitting at her window, keeping a sharp eye on everything that passed, from brooks and children up, and that if she noticed anything odd or out of place, she would never rest until she had ferreted out the whys and wherefores thereof. There are plenty of people, in Avonlea and out of it, who can attend closely to their neighbor's business by dint of neglecting their own, but Mrs. Rachel Lynde was one of those capable creatures who can manage their own concerns and those of other folks into the bargain. She was a notable housewife. Her work was always done, and well done. She ran the sewing circle, helped run...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?